Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
More big news down today in this offseason,
right?
As you told us yesterday.
LSU's got delayed about 6 weeks, so now it's all crammed into
right.
this one little window.
Dave Aranda, set to be Baylor's next head coach.
Dave's had a lot of opportunities to leave, and LSU has fended off a lot of potential suitors over the years. Texas A&M tried to nab him when
right.
Jimbo Fisher got the job. There have been others. Earlier this year, UNLV offered Dave Aranda their head coaching position. If a Power 5 head coaching job comes along, you take it, especially when you've never been a head coach before and it's going to pay you in excess of $4 million a year, which is what Matt Rhule was making a year ago. So if this is the one for which Dave Aranda leaves, probably not a better time considering it winning a national title, going out on top, stock never been higher, that sort of thing. So Ed Ogeron has to have anticipated this day would come with Dave. And my guess is he's already got his very short list of potential candidates. So Joe Brady, Dave Aranda also, some pretty significant staff changes for LSU. That's just one piece of news today. We also learned that Odell Beckham has had a warrant issued for his arrest in New Orleans.
I had the song by Judas Priest, Breaking the Law, requested in the last hour and
look,
put out to OBJ.
Michelle, here's the thing. Should Odell Beckham have slapped that security guard in the butt? No.
No.
Should the security guard have been hassling Damian Lewis about the cigar? No. Is all of this completely absurd?
Yes.
Beckham shouldn't have done it. There's no way he should be arrested for what he did. But, again, I understand how people are going to draw these conclusions, and this sort of behavior tends to follow Odell Beckham. And I do understand how that is off-putting and how a lot of LSU fans are looking at Odell right now saying, is the effort really worth the payoff?
Yeah.
LSU's going to have some serious decisions to make regarding Odell and his access to the program, more so, I would say, even because of the handing players cash on the field after the game. One final note, we talked about yesterday seven players who declared for the draft.
Yeah.
We found out today Kerry Vincent Jr. will return for his senior season. So, Jacoby Stevens, Kerry Vincent, Tyler Shelvin, Glenn Logan, a lot of draft-eligible players, Austin Deculus, that have announced they will be returning. So LSU will have a really good core back next year. It'll be different, but they'll have a lot of talent and a lot of experience as well.